back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon, and time to talk Black Bear football. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Well, we have to do it. We are required to talk about Saturday's game, which was an ugly one. What happened from your perspective now that you've had a chance to watch the tapes of everything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly felt like we underperformed, you know, and really we're not able to get any traction in the game. I mean, to start, I mean, coming out the gate, gave up a seven and a half minute drive, I believe it was. You know, so really the whole game flow was kind of upside down at that point. And, you know, then you have limited possessions after that point and really need to be able to get off the field and need to be able to sustain drives offensively. And we weren't able to do that. The big plays, you know, some of those things that we're still working through to try to get corrected are, you know, those plagued us Saturday. So, you know, just going back to work and getting that stuff cleaned up this week.
When you look at those big plays, is it a question of being physically beat or execution positioning?
I mean, probably, yeah, because we got beat, like, you know, on some vertical one-on-one matchups, it's probably a little bit of both, to be honest, and from the game. And, yeah, I mean, you know, these guys, I thought we competed really hard at times. I think other times, you know, the game, again, got a little bit out of hand. And, you know, so the big thing is this, we didn't need to show up, do a better job responding in-game, but also from one game to the next.
Well, one positive from the week was the play of Trevin Ewing, who had that great 98-yard kickoff return and honored today by the CAA as Special Teams Player of the Week. He's one of those guys that every time he touches the ball, there's a possibility of something exciting happening.
Certainly. I mean, he has certainly shown, you know, to be an explosive returner, you know, and he kind of he had that going 2 years ago, and it's good to see him kind of back in that form that we know he can be in, where he gets the ball and he can hit it hard, hit it vertical up the field. And yeah, just really excited for like the progress he's made.
Well, the great thing about football, you turn the page and you start looking to the next week and the new opponent. And this week you head back on the road against a Merrimack team, a non-conference opponent, but a team that's played pretty well against some tough competition early this year.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they have, you know, they played obviously two FBS opponents in Air Force and then going to UConn. And then, you know, they just beat Bucknell at Bucknell after, you know, already being on two road games. So they're a team that has responded and, you know, they had a great win this past weekend. So this will be their home opener. We expect there to be some momentum on their end and, you know, be a great challenge for us.
And up against another quarterback who knows the Maine system pretty well.
Yeah, Aiden, you know, is someone that, you know, is obviously familiar with. He was here, and, you know, so kind of way of college football. I mean, the past this will be 3 weekends in a row, we've faced some former players.
So what do you guys look to do offensively this week against Merrimack?
Yeah, offensively, I mean, I think, you know, we're still going to work into that right now today. We know that they're aggressive defense, and we know that they're a one high defense that's going to pressure, going to, you know, get in your face, going to be able to, you know, challenge routes. They're going to challenge routes, challenge the line of scrimmage in an attacking way. So we expect to see all that.
Well, I would say, you know, it's always tough to lose a conference game, but when you look around the league at the scoreboard, it appears to be another one of those years where anything can happen in the CAA. An Albany team that went to the Final Four last year got blasted out in Idaho, and I feel like there's still a whole lot ahead of you that provides some opportunities for some surprises and some success this season. But, of course, it all starts Saturday on the road at Merrimack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like we have explosive players. We have explosive plays. We can get to, I feel like, defensively. We can play good defense. We have the personnel. We got to settle in, and we got to play, you know, with better fundamentals, better technique. And we got to start faster, you know. So we'll change some things we're doing this week in practice to hopefully get that done, hopefully to foster that. So, you know, we can see those results on Saturday. And we see that level of play, you know. And so that's the big thing is just, seeing the fundamentals, seeing the techniques that we are demanding, seeing them shown up on film.
It was a pretty physical game last weekend. Did you come out of it fairly healthy?
Yeah, we did. yeah, we're relatively healthy. We have some guys that are a little bit banged up, but on the whole, you know, we are healthy from that. And we anticipate getting a few guys back this week as well. You know, in what capacity, I don't know, but I know like guys like Cooper Heisey are working back, getting better, you know, getting healthier. So we're excited to get some of those guys back and in the mix a little bit more.
Excellent. Well, Jordan, have a good week of practice, and we'll see you down there on Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich.
You're welcome. Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Maine Black Bear, is with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports are brought to you by Creative Print Services. You'll find them on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And call Mike Toole at ClearPoint Capital. He can help you out. 307-7718.